This is an interview with Mrs. Sydney Davidow for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on the Rayen School. It's being done by Mark Conley at Mrs. Davidow's residence at 3460 Fifth Avenue. The date is December 4th, 1974. It's approximately 10:15 a.m. Mrs. Davidow, would you please talk a little bit about your background?
I was born in Youngstown. My parents, my father came here when he was about 12 or 14 from Cleveland via Hungary. He was in the confectionery business. He made candy, had a factory, had a store, had a couple of stores. I have a brother who's now in Texas, and we lived always on the north side of Youngstown.
Where at on the north side?
All over. We did. We lived on Elm Street in about three different places, on Crandall and Selma Avenue.
Where did you live at the time you were going to the Rayen School?
At Crandall and Elm Street, I believe.
Okay. What about your mother?
My mother came here from Baltimore and met my father, stayed, and married him. We've just lived here all our lives.
How old was your father when he immigrated from Hungary?
I think he told us he was about three or four, somewhere in that neighborhood. I'm not sure. He had seven brothers and sisters. One of them was here in Youngstown with him, and the others were in Cleveland.
Okay. So the whole family immigrated?
Right, yes. They must have come together with his parents.
Okay. Where did you go to grade school?
Harding, and Hayes and Rayen. I didn't know any other schools.
Okay. Could you describe for us your first impression of the Rayen School?
I can't remember a real impression, because having gone through the three schools, it seems to me that I'd been at Rayen prior to that. It was, I think, going from Harding to Hayes was the big jump. And then back to Rayen, although I do remember it was kind of exciting going to Rayen. Now, I didn't start, we went to Hayes at that time for our freshman year. And I only had 3 years at Rayen.
What changes did you note? Did you note when moving from
Rayen? Oh, I think the freedom, going from a perfectly restricted Hayes, which was very disciplined at that time, to a little more freedom.
What sort of discipline was there at Hayes?
At Hayes? You couldn't linger in the halls at that time. When you had a change of class, you went to that class, or you were in deep trouble, I think. It was very quiet at Hayes. It was very monitored. In fact, if you went out into the hall, you had to have a pass. You really couldn't do too much. Maybe it seems that way to me. I'm not sure, but it seems to me that Rayen gave us a lot more freedom.
And what year was it that you entered Rayen?
38. Yeah.
Did most 30, of
37.
Did most of your fellow students, say from Hayes, go with you to Rayen?
Actually, yes. Most of my fellow students started with me at Harding. I would imagine that 40 of us went right from kindergarten to graduation, maybe more or less.
About how many students were in your freshman or in your sophomore class?
I don't remember.
Was it relatively large?
I would say so. We probably had three classes of 25. Just guessing. I don't quite remember.
What had you heard about the Rayen School before you entered it?
Well, we'd heard about some of the tough teachers.
For example?
Miss Seeger was the first one that comes to my mind. She was the only one I had that really scared the devil out of me. She was just dreadful as far as personality and what she did to me. It was just,
what did she do?
She scared me so. I could not. She was a Latin teacher, and I wasn't that great in Latin to begin with. And if you didn't have an answer for her immediately, you were through with your recitation for the day. And it was very frightening. And then she would just stand up and she would point to you, you know, with her finger.
You?
I didn't even call you by name.
Did she know your name?
I'm not sure she did. No, I'm not sure at all that she did. Remember, there were some other good teachers, some relaxed teachers. Mr. Pickering, for instance, was a lot of fun.
And why did you find him to be a lot of fun?
Well, I don't think we learned too terribly much from him. He'd sit with his sit at the desk with his feet in the drawer. And if you were in the front of the of his class, you were in good shape because you did all the tests, you did all the grading. And what you learned is what you actually picked out for yourself. And he would answer any questions. He was a good history teacher. He was a good historian. I don't think he was a good history teacher.
What was the approach to his class? I mean,
relaxed. I think he'd write on the board what the assignments were and when the tests were going to be. He didn't do a lot of talking, as I recall. Or if he did, it wasn't about history.
Were there discussions in his class?
Not that I recall. There must have been something going on, but it wasn't. I don't remember really actual history lessons.
Uh-huh.
It was just a lot of fun to be in his room.
Who did you find to be the best teacher?
Miss Keck, an English teacher. Mm-hmm. She had to be the best teacher I ever had in my life, really, and all through college and everything. She really was absolutely marvelous.
And what did she do that was so different?
She actually made you think of what you were doing, and it was, I think, senior English, junior and senior, I think I had her, and she let you read it and then explain it to yourself. And she was really an excellent teacher. She would draw out all the beautiful parts of poetry and the stories that we were studying at that point. And she was absolutely marvelous. She made me go out to the library without her telling me to and go deeper into what we were doing. She was probably the best teacher I ever had.
Would you say she was a harsh disciplinarian?
No, I don't remember as being a disciplinary. Maybe she was, but I was so glad to be there and learn so much from her that whatever she said, I don't think she had to work on discipline because people really enjoyed her.
Do you think you could recall most of the teachers you had?
No. I tell you a funny story about one of the, it was a hygiene teacher, Miss Stoops. You've heard anything about her to now. But hygiene at that point was, I don't know, health, I suppose. I don't know what it was. But there came to the point where she had to tell all the girls about all the things of life. And at that point in the class, she'd go to the back of the room. She wouldn't dare do anything where you could look in the window and see her. And one of her biggest pieces of advice to the girls at that time was, you must never, never wear patent leather shoes. Why mustn't you wear patent leather shoes? Because they reflect it. And we used to sort of taunt her, I can remember. Ask her questions that she just couldn't. If she could answer them, she was too embarrassed to do it. But she was, that's one of the teachers there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There were some others in the extracurricular things. I really don't remember them that well, Mark.
What was your favorite subject?
Probably English and then history.
Mm-hmm. What did you enjoy most about your high school?
Oh, probably just being in school with people and the extra activities after school. It certainly wasn't the education that I was enjoying. It was being with these same people and the friends I made.
What sort of activities were you doing?
Almost all of the clubs I think I was involved in.
Uh-huh.
Never, just doing the gut work mostly for everything.
What did you do in these clubs?
I don't know. I actually don't remember any. We were in the Latin club and English clubs. I was in the a cappella for a while. That was not very good. I think it's the instinct of that age group to be in groups, whether you remember doing or whether you were doing anything or not. I don't really know.
Okay. As far as your student body then goes, was it a what you would call a unified group, a close-knit group on the whole? Or?
Yes, it was a cliquey groups. I would say that they grouped, everyone grouped together.
What type of cliques?
Social cliques, I would imagine you'd call them. Mm-hmm.
And around what were these cliques based?
I'm the vainest idea. Do you think kids really know what their cliques are based around? It's whether you're invited into a group or not, whether you're a leader or a follower.
Were there still sororities and fraternities?
Yes.
Did you belong to
yes.
one? Which one?
Delta Theta Pi was one that actually we organized, I think, at some point. It might have been in junior high school that we organized it, but that was a very, very busy little group.
In what way?
Oh, there were politicking, and we did a lot of dances, you know, all the social things.
These dances, where were they held usually?
Some were held at the Ohio Hotel, I think, Stambaugh Auditorium.
And the sorority would actually sponsor them?
Sponsor them, and arrange for them, get the bands. And decorate and all the stuff that went with that. We had picnics and parties and meetings and.
What was the school's position on sororities?
As far as I knew, it was a negative. They did. I mean, just nothing. Not negative. I mean, they just if they knew about it, they ignored it. I don't believe that there was any anti. Sorority groups.
What about students who weren't in the sororities or fraternities? How did they react?
They were miserable. They really were. When you're going through all that, if you're a part of something, you don't know what happened. But there were some of the girls, especially one that I know of, was a very miserable little gal, and her mother was after everybody and after her parents to why aren't you taking this poor child into your sorority.
Why didn't you take her?
Because we just made up our minds and we weren't going to take her. Probably nothing wrong with her. It was just it's a very cruel group of people. I know one person we took in our sorority. We never even knew her, but we liked her name. Thought that was, if anybody has a name like that, she's got to be a good person to have.
Were there certain...
Stupid.
Were there certain qualifications that they needed to get into the group?
No, I don't think so. Unless they were, really a buddy, someone that it was just no one, or didn't do anything, or ugly. I suppose if someone was ugly, they wouldn't get in. Uh-huh. So it wasn't a very, very nice group of girls. They were nice girls, but they didn't act too.
How many students were in your sorority?
I think we had about 25 or 30. And they were all different age, that went through the spectrum of the, from freshmen to seniors.
Did you have any sort of hazing to get into it?
Yeah, oh sure, they wore all the junk and they had to do certain things, and there were special initiation days. And
where were these initiations normally held?
At our homes. We met at the homes, so the initiations were usually held. Or we used the parks a lot. We used Crandall and Mill Creek an awful lot.
What did your parents say about these?
They really didn't pay too much attention to it. No, it wasn't any. No one got hurt. Mm-hmm. They were ridiculous things, like two pairs of different colored socks or shoes or ribbons or stand on corners and do that kind of really silly things.
Mm-hmm. Was there what you would call an intense rivalry between?
Yes. I don't know how. There was another sorority candidate, Phi Gamma, I do remember the name. They seemed to have maybe a little wealthier group of girls than ours. Ours was a little, we felt more democratic. At least we felt that way. They had more money, they were snootier, I suppose you'd call them. And there was a big rivalry, and there was rivalry for pledges too at that time. We wanted the same people. Naturally, the field was pretty small because we didn't take girls from the south side. Everything was right from Rand. Mm-hmm.
How many sororities were there?
Well, there were two Jewish sororities. I don't know how many of the other sororities there were. Probably two or three. Mm-hmm. And there was rivalry there too, but not the same. We ignored each other.
Were these strictly Jewish?
Strictly groups? Jewish groups. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We discriminated ourselves.
Well, was there sort of reciprocal discrimination against you in any other ways because of this, among the other members of the student body?
I don't think so. Although we all kept to our own, there's no question about it. I would imagine that our sororities were started after the Gentile sororities because of the Gentile sororities, and they weren't about to. Well, none of us ever expected to or wanted to get in. I don't know about wanting. I'm not sure about that word. But we knew we weren't going to be asked in, so we started our own. It's a very simple thing.
And you were never harassed in your attempt?
No. I had some of the girls that were in the other sororities were good friends of mine at school. It was nothing after school. Or a few that I had gone all through school with, yes. But we didn't intermix as far as parties or sororities or dances or anything like that. At least I didn't. Maybe some did.
So most of the dances, for example, if you sponsored a dance at the Ohio Hotel, it would just be girls from your sorority coming to the dance?
And the other Jewish sorority would come. I can't remember if any of the other Gentile sororities came to our parties or not. I don't think so.
Were there any teachers who that you knew actively tried to disband these groups?
Not that I know of, no. No, because they allowed all this crazy stuff to go on in school with the socks and the funny clothes and that kind of thing. I think there were restrictions of hours, had to be after school or something. Mm-hmm. But they didn't stop.
Did you notice any discrimination against you from any direction at the Rand School while you were there?
Well, there were certain people that I'd known all my life that were definitely anti-Semitic. The name-calling type that were always there, the same ones over and over and over again.
This was just in the student body?
Yeah. And when you move around as much as we did in the same neighborhood, you run into the same people, and it was people that might have been neighbors at some point or another. People that are prominent today were big name callers.
Mm-hmm. Did any of these people live close to you?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Your neighborhoods were mixed.
What type of discrimination did you find in the neighborhood, if any?
Well, I wouldn't really call it discrimination. I think kids do that to themselves, too. For instance, you walk to school. You walk to school with your own friends. Occasionally you might walk with someone else, but not often. You know, in those days we all walked too. We didn't, there was no buses. Your parents rarely did they pick us up. That was an interesting thing too, when it rained or anything. You know, today all the cars line up. My mother used to drive over and leave my rubbers and raincoat so I could walk home in the rain.
Did most of the students that you entered Rand with eventually graduate?
I think almost everyone. I can't think of any that didn't. I'm sure they did.
What type of grades did you get in school?
Mediocre. Not good, just mediocre. I moved along.
Did you find yourself impelled to study that much?
No. No, unfortunately. I wish I had been. It was something I missed.
Can I ask you about the classes? The class. Could you describe just a typical day at the Rand School? Just a typical day.
Not really. I can't remember too much. You got to school, you went to your homeroom, and you went to your classes up to whatever time lunch was. Most of us went home for lunch in those days. A few times we'd stay for lunch. I don't remember if at Rand you had to go home for lunch if you were within walking distance or not. It seems to me that that might have been at some point. Or maybe my mother said I had to. I don't remember. But we'd go home. We were within 3 or 4 blocks of the school. Come back to school, same routine. probably 3 or 4 classes in the afternoon. And after school, whatever activities there were, you stayed for or you didn't.
What was your favorite year at the Rand?
Oh, probably my senior year. You know, by that time, you know your way around. You know you're on your way out. You're very important.
Were you glad to get out?
Yeah, I was glad to get out. I graduated in January, which kind of was hard for me, I think. It was hard on all of us, because we couldn't go to, you didn't go to start college or anything until the following September, so it was kind of tough. So maybe at that point I wasn't too happy to get out. It left me a lot of time on my hands.
Mm-hmm. Were you taking a college preparatory curriculum at the Rand School?
Yeah, I took some secretarial work just because I needed it. But most of mine was, academic? It was mm-hmm. That was what it was called at that point, yeah.
And you did go to
college
after?
Yeah, I went to college. I went to Tulane. Sophie Newcomb. Tulane.
Tulane?
Uh-huh.
Did you find you were well prepared for college life?
No, I really wasn't. That was something interesting. I thought I was very well prepared because at that time, if you were a graduate of the Rand School, we didn't have to take any college entrance exam. I only applied to one college and was accepted, and I was not prepared. I don't know whether it was the fault of the school or whether it was my fault. I was not a good student, and I wasn't into studying. I didn't think it was, I just couldn't get myself into it, for which I am, even today, quite sorry. I was not prepared.
Did you eventually graduate from Tulane?
No, I couldn't finish there. This was in the 41, 42, it was kind of bad. I went on to a medical technician, so I graduated as a technician.
If you were to pick out the one most impressive feature of the Rand School, what would it be? What impressed you the most?
I'm afraid there really wasn't anything too terribly impressive.
Well, if you could have changed one thing about the school, what would you have changed?
I probably seen to it that most of the people knew what they were doing in school, had more reason to study, and knew how. There was no way to learn how to study, and there was no, you were just given this, do it. There's a way to study and a way just to skim through. Most of us skim through.
Would you say the teachers took sort of like a, what do we call it, elite approach to their classes? They expected that the people in their classes would know how to study?
Yeah, I think they expected that, and maybe some did. I don't know, but it seems to me that after I went out and got out of school, I talked to a lot of people who felt exactly the way I did. They were very ill-prepared. Study halls were, see how much you could get away with without studying. Really, it was, they were large study halls. And it was a question of discipline in the study hall rather than are you learning. And how much you could get away with is really what I found.
On the whole, how would you have rated the faculty in light of this?
I don't know. I had some good teachers. But I would say most of them were not good teachers.
Who was the principal of the school?
Mr. Teer.
Did you have much contact with him?
No, none. Uh-uh. His son was in my class, or half a year behind. I'm not sure which, or ahead. I can't remember. So outside of that, I had no contact with him. We saw him at assemblies. None whatsoever. Miss Boynton, I think, was the dean of women at the time. She was a lovely lady, very nice lady. But I had no contact with her. I wasn't in trouble. And it seems to me that's the only time you ever saw the dean of women was if you were in trouble.
Did you ever have Miss Boynton in class?
No. Uh-uh. She was dean then. I don't think she taught by the time I got there.
Uh-huh. Have you kept up with what's been going on at the Rand?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I went back to the big reunion. Was it the 75th or 100th or what was it? The 100th that was recently. I don't remember. And never again. I won't go back there. Actually, I found that there was no one there I really knew. The people that I remembered, I see all the time anyway, or the one that I want to know. The rest, I wasn't interested.
Would you make a distinction now between the Rain High School that exists now and the Rain School you went to? Would you consider them one and the same?
No, I wouldn't consider them one and the same. It's, some of the reasons are obvious, and it was probably... I don't know. I don't know how what the curriculum is now, but it was predominantly a white school when I went to school. There were, well, maybe two or three blacks in the classes, but that's all.
How did they get along with the
fine, races? Fine. They really did. We didn't pay, we didn't matter to us, really. I can't remember it mattering. And some of these people, too, went all through school with me from kindergarten. It was quite a homogenous group. Remember some of everything. We got along well, I think, as a class, but it was a very... I don't know, everybody went off their own ways. It was not a big class feeling in my class, where there might have been some of the others.
Were you aware at the time you were going to school that there was an article in the original charter that Jewish people were not allowed to teach at the
Rain? I think I did know it at the time. I really don't know at what point I knew that. We did know that there was a lot of anti-Semitism. It was something that we heard about at home and in our Sunday schools. We knew it was. We were aware of it. I think we shied away from it by staying together. We didn't want to expose ourselves.
So that's how you handled the problem?
Yeah, I think that was the way it was handled. It was a lot easier.
Did you feel any resentment toward the school for this?
No. I think we felt that's what it was supposed to be. That was prior to the war, prior to any of the Hitler. And I think we accepted more or less our station, if you want to call it that. We didn't, I'm sure a lot of us felt superior, some inferior. I think our better students at that time were Jewish. So therefore it gave us a feeling of superiority, even though it might not have been me, but it was people that were in my class.
Did you feel that the school you went to was superior to the other schools around?
Oh, sure. I'm sure there was a lot of feeling for your school. Like the Rain South game or something. We always felt Rain was better than South. The other schools we really didn't know that much about. I suppose we played them in football, but I don't think South was the big competitor.
Are there any other comments you would like to make? Anything you feel that you should say about the school?
I don't think so. I enjoyed school. I don't think I learned what I should have. I don't know whether it was the fault of the school or the fault of the student. I can't blame school completely. However, I think they could have handled some of the things a little bit better. That's about all.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Davidow.